The name Alice Rivlin may not be widely known outside of Washington, D.C., but the diminutive woman played a big part in the country's economic policy and was one of the most influential and respected non-elected officials in the country. Alice Rivlin died yesterday at 88. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has this remembrance.
In 1974, Alice Rivlin was a top candidate for an enviable, if daunting, job opportunity, heading up a new government agency called the Congressional Budget Office. But there was a problem.
The head of the House Budget Committee was actually rather sexist, and he'd been heard to say that over his dead body would a woman have this job.
Oregon Democrat Al Ullman was in a key role to pick the director, as Rivlin explained to NPR's podcast The Indicator in 2018. And then a Washington sex scandal changed everything.
What happened was very bizarre. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee was a very able congressman from Arkansas named Wilbur Mills. And Wilbur Mills had a drinking problem. And one night he was in his car with an exotic dancer named Fanny Fox. And Fanny, for whatever reason, leaped out of his car and into the tidal basin.
Fox was fine. Mills left his post on Ways and Means, and his spot went to Ullman, the sexist congressman Rivlin first mentioned. And that meant the Budget Committee got a new, less sexist chairman, Washington Democrat Brock Adams, who said this.
If you want Rivlin, it's all right with me. And that's how I got my job. I owed my job to Fanny Fox.
A series of seemingly chance incidents helped Rivlin get to the CBO. But her staying power in Washington was a testament to her deep economics knowledge and her commitment to giving clear, non-ideological answers to maddeningly complex policy questions. As the founding head of the CBO, she helped change the way Washington makes policy, as she told Vox's Ezra Klein in 2018.
In the late 60s, we were sending up a slew of bills to the Congress, often without any analysis of what the effects might be. The idea that you could attach credible numbers to these things was very new.
More than 40 years later, when a tax bill or health care plan comes out, the CBO score can make or break its chances of passing. Rivlin served there for 8 years. She then went on to build a distinguished resume as an economist, winning a MacArthur Genius Grant and then serving as president of the American Economics Association. She would also hold still more top government posts. She headed the Office of Management and Budget under President Clinton.
I'm also pleased to be the first woman to hold the position of OMB. Fortunately, we're running out of firsts.
She held the number two post at the Federal Reserve.
In answer to your question, are we biased against growth? I think absolutely not. We're biased in favor of growth. That's what we think we're doing.
Rivlin had earned a reputation for being a deficit hawk, and she went on to be a member of the so-called Simpson-Bowles Commission, an Obama-era group dedicated to reining in the national debt.
We need to cut the deficits, but not by hurting vulnerable people.
That sense of how economics affects people's lives was the reason she chose the field in the first place, during her college days, as Rivlin told Vox.
When I encountered economics in a first-year course, I thought, well, this is really more useful. I can imagine it affecting something.
And in founding the CBO, she helped Washington policymakers better understand how their decisions affect people. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.